In presidential campaign politics, many of the weekend political talk shows have taken to comparing the presidency of Barack Obama to that of Ronald Reagan. It's a comparison which commentator Playfell Benjamin says is way off base.
There's a narrative developing, particularly among pundits on the right, that Barack Obama has accomplished nothing of importance and that this can be attributed to his incompetence as a politician. If only he were more like Ronnie Reagan, they say. As the election heats up, we hear this more and more. However, it is mere cheerleading by political partisans, especially since they've never defined the standard they're employing to measure the men. The objective of partisans is to gain political advantage in the coming elections, not arrive at objective truth based on an impartial weighing of the evidence. Thus, it is propaganda they seek, not history, alas. Historians seek to reconstruct the past based on strict evidentiary rules so that we can better understand how we became who we are and learn any lessons to be obtained therefrom. Political propagandists attempt to selectively arrange past events to justify present policies. Hence, the historian attempts to present objective truth, the propagandist hopes to create a serviceable myth. They share Napoleon Bonaparte's view. History is lies, commonly agreed upon. This is manifestly what has happened with Ronald Reagan and much of the punditariat. It is driven by the official mythmakers on the right, but it too often goes unchallenged or even echoed by the other side. Hence, the image of Ronald Reagan as a great president is the dominant view among the largely white American commentariat. However, the distinguished presidential historian, Stephen E. Ambrose, a biographer of Presidents Eisenhower and Nixon, offers a different view. Reagan will be remembered as the president who reversed the decades-old flow of power to Washington. By dismissing some federal programs and reducing others, he forced the states and the cities to assume more responsibility for running their own shows. Ambrose goes on to argue that history will also remember Reagan as the first Cold War president to preside over 8 years of unbroken peace, the first to reach an arms reduction accord with the Soviets, and the American president who helped make it possible for Mikhail Gorbachev to begin the process of restructuring Soviet society, end of quote. Professor Ambrose also credits Reagan with the popularity of conservatism in America. However, he warns, these are important changes, but not of such a magnitude to earn Reagan a title of great. The great presidents are the ones who bring permanent changes in society. Teddy Roosevelt and conservation and trust busting, or Woodrow Wilson and the Federal Reserve System, Franklin Roosevelt and Social Security, Harry Truman and the integration of the armed forces, Dwight Eisenhower and the interstate highway system, Lyndon Johnson and Medicare and civil rights, end of quote. By this standard, Barack Obama already qualifies as one of the greatest, since he brought about several profound and lasting changes in American society. The Lilly Ledbetter Act, ending the ban against homosexuals openly serving in the military, and the Affordable Health Care Act are all game changers of historic proportions. And the Recovery Act, or stimulus, is revolutionizing the American economy, creating the first green manufacturing sector powered by clean energy, and revamping the educational system to bring America's students up to snuff in math and science so they can compete in the brave new world of the 21st century, among many other wonderful things. And he did it while waging two foreign wars and rescuing the American economy from a free fall collapse. He achieved these things, furthermore, without the benefit of a statesman like the legendary House Speaker Tip O'Neill leading the opposition. John Vanya, the present weeper of the House, is no Tip O'Neill. For all these reasons and more, I have no doubt that future historians, far removed from the political passions of this moment, will place Barack Obama heads and shoulders above Ronald Reagan on the scale of great presidents. Furthermore, I am absolutely convinced that when they consider the fact that a black guy with a Muslim name managed to get himself elected president of the United States, a country that instructed the Nazis on racism not that long ago, they will also conclude with me that Barack Obama is easily the most gifted politician in American history. From New York City, this is Playfell Benjamin with a commentary on the Times.